Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today. A new thing. The scripture today is from the book of Isaiah. I'll be reading chapter 42, verses 9 and 10. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing to the Lord a new song, His praise from the ends of the earth. Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 9 is often referred to as the first of the servant songs. Early in the history of the Christian church, these songs became associated with the life, ministry, and death of Jesus. God, through the prophet Isaiah, is proclaiming new things will happen, and new things require a new song, sung not just by some, but by all the earth. In Luke, the story of Jesus' birth, the new thing that God declared would happen, is filled with music. We have Mary's song called the Magnificat, Zechariah's song, the angels singing glory to God in the highest on the night of his birth, and in the temple, Simeon breaks into song at seeing the infant Jesus. It seems as if all the world is singing as God does a new thing. What a great reminder to all of us. When new and amazing things happen in our lives, we should not take them for granted, but instead pause and sing out our praise. When the news is joyous, like the birth of a baby, praise comes easily to hand. But sometimes the new things come with loss and heartache and pain. Are we still to sing a new song to the Lord? We know the answer. It is yes. If not for what we are experiencing, at least for the knowledge that God is with us and we are not going through this time alone. And that song may go out and touch people in ways we do not expect. So God is always doing a new thing in our lives. Sometimes what is new causes us great joy, and at times what is new is also pain-filled. Even then, we are comforted that God is with us. Our God is the God of creation. Our God continually is doing a new thing. We are encouraged to sing praises to God for His love and faithfulness. Where has God done a new thing in your life? Did you pause to sing out your praise? It isn't too late to do it now. Where is God doing a new thing right now in your life? Are you singing your praises? Let us pray. Loving God, we take comfort that you are with us in all the newness of life. May we always celebrate your loving presence by singing a song of praise, and may it echo to the ends of the earth. Amen. This devotion was written by Bill Green and read by Amy Large.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.